So this morning, we are in the fifth sermon in a series about relating to others in good ways. And this morning, we're going to be focusing on creation, how we relate to animals within the creation and to the creation itself. And so you'll see a theme of that in the scriptures this morning. You'll notice that in the second one, it comes right from Genesis 1. And so we'll be listening to that, you know, right on page 1. So if you don't think that comes from the beginning... And the second scripture is Psalm 148. Actually, it'll be the first scripture that we read. And this psalm speaks about how the creation is set up to praise God. And so we'll be listening for the places on how the creation came into being, along with how the creation is made to praise and how those things come together. So I invite you to listen to those elements as we hear the scriptures this morning.
The first scripture is Psalm 148 and can be found on page 582 in the Old Testament of your pew Bible. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all the angels. Praise him, all his host. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens. And you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He established them forever and ever. He fixed their bounds, which cannot be passed. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy wind fulfilling his command, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, creeping things and flying things and birds, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and women alike, old and young together. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for his people, praise for all his faithful, for the people of Israel who are close to him. Praise the Lord. The word of God for the people of God.
From Genesis chapter 1. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle and creeping things and wild animals of the earth of every kind," and it was so. God made the wild animals of the earth of every kind and the cattle of every kind and everything that creeps upon the ground of every kind, and God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over the cattle and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." And God said, "See, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food." And it was so. God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. If you could please join me in a moment of prayer. Loving God, we ask that you use this time, that you use this place to draw us closer to you and make us stronger disciples of your Son. Amen. So I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I really love mission work. It doesn't matter the kind of mission work that it is, I like doing it. But I really like the kind of mission work where you go somewhere else, you go outside of your comfort zone, you go into some new space, some different space, and you do something that is truly meaningful for somebody else. And I love going on these things, on these kinds of trips, whenever I get the opportunity. And so, spring before last, I got a call right before the youth group at my church was going to be going down to Mexico to build houses. Stu, one of the chaperones has pneumonia and can't make it. Can you please go on the trip? Please? Please, please, please? And I said yes, because I like to go on these types of mission trips. And so we went down to Puerto Peñasco, which is better known here as Rocky Point, to build a home for a family. And we got there late at night, and we rested, and in the morning we had this hearty breakfast, and we made our way to our work site. And as we worked, the animals of the neighborhood came all around us. I don't know if you've been down to Rocky Point or to a lot of parts of Mexico, but there's animals everywhere. And there's animals, and there's animals, and there's animals. The culture that exists between humans and animals there is slightly different. And as we worked, they all came around because, you know, where there's people, there's food. And this really sickly dog came to the campsite, came to the work site, and it was clear that she had been abandoned, completely and totally abandoned. She had this little piece of nylon rope around her neck that had been cut, and it was clear that she'd just been, they cut the rope and they just let her go, and that was that. And beyond this, she also had really bad mange. She was probably missing 95% of her coat, and she was skin and bone. And I'm sure that you can see, we're going to get that picture up here, just what she looked like. And I don't think she could have lasted more than 2 to 3 more days. That's a picture of what she looked like when we found her. That's actually on day 2, where she looked a lot better, actually. And so at lunch, we fed her, and we made sure that she had water all day, and we snuck her snacks that we probably shouldn't have been feeding a dog. And so she hung around the rest of the afternoon, and guess what? On the next day, she showed up again, right? Because we fed her, and she looked a lot stronger than she did the day before. And during that lunch, I have to admit, because I'm a bit of a softie, I broke down and I pet her, despite the fact that, you know, maybe I could catch mange from her. And she melted in my arms. She just looked up at me with big puppy dog eyes, as if she was saying, I don't know the last time that someone showed me affection. And that was it. I couldn't leave her there. She was not going to stay there, because if she did, she surely would have passed. She surely would have died. And so we did what we could after that day to make sure that she wasn't left in that environment, because she needed more than just what we could provide over those couple of days to help re-get her system going. So we found a local shelter that took care of her, because you can't bring sick animals across the desert or across the border. And you can see she's starting to get, this is from a few weeks later, starting to get some of her fur back. And she almost looked worse with a little bit more fur than she looked without the fur. And I went back to visit her several times over the next couple of months as she got better and better and better. And she's an entirely different animal today. This is her today. I took that a couple days ago. This is my dog. Her name is Ginger, because I am that much of a softie that I picked up a stray dog in Mexico. And I'm sure you can see the difference between Ginger then and Ginger now. She was very weak. She was very fragile. I can tell you now that she is not weak and fragile, but she is very ornery when she wants to be, and she usually gets her way whether I want to or not. And I love my little girl. And when I get to spend time with her, I get to experience something unique that we all, sometimes I don't think, always pay attention to. When I spend time with Ginger, it helps me to connect with God's creation. Because as much as I like to go out into the creation and out into nature, I don't always get to do that. But through her and the love that she shares with me, she helps me to see what is expressed in the morning scripture from Genesis. She helps me see that what we are surrounded by is good. In the first chapter of Genesis, we are told how God puts the creation together piece by piece. And our scripture for the day finds us on the sixth of the 7 days where God is creating all of the animals of the earth. And just like the rest of the days, we come to hear this theme repeated. It was good. Every part of the creation is in its place, minus us, because we aren't quite there yet. And it's good. The sun, the earth, the sky, the waters, the plants, the animals, they are all made, and it is good. And when we look out into the creation today, I think it's hard to not see that goodness that everything is made by and made to be. Now, witnessing God's work is no matter where you come from, it's hard to miss that handprint of God. It's all beautiful, every single piece of it. And the rest of creation in the scripture this morning, to the point where the animals are made, is set apart. And we then come into play. God does this one last act of creation to bring us into things. And it's kind of nice. I'm glad that God did it. God says, let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, so God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female. He created them. God blessed them. In this final act, this final piece of the creation, we come into play. We are saved for last. All the other systems that exist, they're already put into play before we get here. Because we aren't created just like everything else is created. We are created slightly different. We are created slightly apart from everything else because we are made in the image of God. Nothing else gets that distinction. We are made to be like God. And when God finished with us, God stopped. God saw that everything that God had made, and indeed it was very good. Not just good, but very good. Everything to this point had just been good, but with us, it's almost as if God saw something a little bit more, like we raised the notch up just a little bit, and it became very good. And this, I believe, is a compliment to ourselves. The rest of creation, apart from ourselves, is made in such a way that it gives glory to God all the time. The creation doesn't have a choice in this matter. The mountains will always give majesty to God. The sun will always give light that feeds plants and the animals of the earth. The animals will always act as they have been made to act because their actions point towards the majesty of God. Think of the animals that are closest to us, the ones that we invite into our homes, the ones that we make a part of our families. They give us, for no other reason than they were made, and this is how they are, love. They point to the very nature of God, that God is love. And these animals show us by how they are made, how the world, how we can be. Because upon our creation, because we are made slightly different, we have something else added onto us. We are given a charge by God. And that charge is that we need to fill the earth and that all of the earth is ours. That every part of the planet exists and has been given to us as a gift. So we are in charge of everything that is. We are to be the ones that take care of all that God has made. It isn't that God has given up on the creation, far from it. But that God is giving us the responsibility of watching over everything that God has made. Everything that God had said was good. And this is a big deal. Especially when you consider just who the Creator is. And that even the Creator saw that the creation was good. We are given this huge gift because we are made in the image of God. We are the one piece of creation that has been made different to be most like our Creator. We are a part of creation. We are the only part of creation that has the ability to choose. And this gift of choice It's not something the rest of creation has. It is unique to us. The rest of creation is made to glorify God, while we were made to be like God. Creation was created to praise God. This is the revelation that is given to the psalmist who wrote Psalm 148, that every single aspect of creation was created to give praise to God. Every part of creation was made to adore God. The heavens, the earth, the animals, everything that we know was made to give glory on high. But we were made slightly different. We were made in the image of God, which gives us the choice as to whether we want to praise God all the time or not. We have the ability to praise God here. We have the ability to praise God whenever we choose, and it is our choice to do so. So part of being here this morning is that we are choosing to praise God. That is a part of why we come together in worship, to be here with one another. But there are plenty of people who don't make that same choice all the time, and that is their choice. And this reality of choice that we all live under, this reality of choice, is how we were made. This is part of what it means to be made in the image of God. Which always leads me to thinking, well, how do we live out our lives in our creation to be good stewards of all that has been given to us? And in my opinion, we do this, one, by showing care to God's creation. We do this by interacting with the creation in such a way that we allow each and every piece to show God the glory that it was designed to show. We don't get in the way. And we make sure to live in a way that has the least impact upon the creation as possible. Now, do we do that all the time? Do we do that well? That's up for debate. But we, as people of faith, we as those who follow Christ, have an advantage, I think, in how to do this and how to live in relation with the creation. How's that for rhyming? When we live lives that apply Jesus' command to love God and to love one another, we will also find ourselves living lives that shows care to the creation. St. Francis, he's one of my favorite people. He's a person of faith, of the Christian faith, who is viewed as being very connected to the creation in very intimate ways. When examining human beings, he said this. He said, "If you have men who will exclude any of God's creatures from the shelter of compassion and pity, you will have men who will likewise, you have men who will deal likewise with their fellow men." These words, I think, of St. Francis make a great deal of sense, and you know, I think he was spot on. Because if we treat the creation well, we will also be treating each other well. And if we treat each other well, we will also be treating the creation well. So here's the good news, my friends. We have the power with our choices to help the creation to give God the glory that it was made to give. As a part of our praise to God, as a part of our path to be more like Christ, we can take care of the creation in our lives of faith. We can start to heal the places in the creation that have hurt. We can heal the places in the Amazon that are currently on fire. We can restore the beauty to polluted places as they were meant to have the beauty that they should have. We can bring about healing in animals that are suffering. We have the ability to do all of this because we were made in the image of God. We were made special. We were made to have the power of choice. My friends, we were given an amazing charge by God. So I ask this morning, may our discernment of our faith in our pursuits of God make our world give glory to God like it has never given glory before. Amen.